Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, I have found that the hardest person of the Trinity, and yes, it's going to be Trinity Sunday next Sunday, so we'll talk about this again, but the hardest person of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit. And if we're really honest, we tend to like, yeah, we know God the Father as the Creator, God, you know, we understand all that and how God appeared to God's people in the early days through nature, through clouds, through fire, through a burning bush. And we can understand God incarnate as a human being, God in Jesus Christ, God the Son. Those, I think, we feel fairly comfortable with. But I think the most elusive is God the Holy Spirit. We sort of just can't wrap our head around that one, can we? So I decided that I was going to go back to Martin Luther, who was the reformer from the 1500s, and read what he said in his small catechism that he had written to help children, to help pastors teach the children faith. So we say in the creed, I believe in the Holy Spirit. What the heck does that mean? And that's exactly what Luther's catechism asks. What does that mean? And this is what he says. Now hold on to your seats. I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But instead, the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, made me holy, and kept me in the true faith. Just as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common true faith. Did you get that? It's a mouthful, isn't it? So let's break it down. Let's look at that first sentence. I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. Now, I don't know about you, but that's an offensive statement, isn't it? I mean, that's basically telling me that I have no control over this. This is saying I am not capable intellectually. No matter how hard I try, I'm not capable in believing in Jesus Christ.
The X factor.
Yeah, that's a hard one, isn't it? I'm not capable of fully trusting in the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to think I'm capable of doing just about anything I put my mind to. I don't think I'm alone with that. So I don't like this. And I'm wondering, what would the disciples have thought if they heard this? And I'm wondering, well, if I'm not capable, what the heck am I doing here? Two questions. So the first question, what would the disciples say if they heard this statement, that I believe that I cannot believe? Pre or post Holy Spirit? The answer might be very, very different. You see, I think post Holy Spirit, looking back at that time, they may have said, oh my gosh, I just didn't get it. And what does Jesus say to them all the time, every time they ask a question? You still don't get it. When will you get it? And you think Jesus would know when they would get it, right? Because he keeps telling them again and again and again. But it's just too unbelievable to conceive. Just too unbelievable. And yet they do proclaim at different times. They say, my Lord, my God. Right? They do say, you are the Son of God. It's almost like there's a split second where they see something and then it goes away again. And we hear Philip ask the question, just show me the Father so I can believe. And do you just like Jesus saying like, my goodness, you still don't get it. And his time is so short. But you see, Jesus knows that he will be pouring out the Holy Spirit upon them, that they will receive the gift that will open all of this up to them. And I think the disciples might say, you know something? I didn't, in my own understanding, comprehend what was going on. I heard it, but I didn't fully understand it. But it was when the Holy Spirit fell upon them that they were able to communicate in a way they had never communicated before. They were able to share the story of Jesus in the language that the person who was receiving the message needed to hear it in. Not how they needed to tell it, but how the receiver needed to hear it. They were bold. They were doing something that was totally unexpected. They had a power and an energy in them that I'm wondering if they said, where the heck did this just come from? The entire book of Acts is the story of the Holy Spirit in action all over the world, beginning with the Holy Spirit being poured out on the disciples. So then the second question is, well, if I am not capable of believing, then why am I here? Why am I here? There's a reason you're here. You're here because you need to hear the story so the Holy Spirit can begin to open up exactly what all of that means for you and for the entire world. To hear the good news, to hear God in Christ incarnate, so that you have, and I'm sure many of you have had, those aha moments. Have you had those aha moments? You see, there's a second part of this. After we say, I believe that I cannot believe, it says the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, through Jesus Christ, and enlightened me with his gifts, made me holy, just as the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church. What made you walk through the door today, or the first time you ever walked into a church? It's the Holy Spirit. What makes you see more clearly who God in Christ is? It's the Holy Spirit. What makes you question the things that this world tells you gives you success and makes you happy and perfect? What makes you question those things? It's the Holy Spirit. What makes you leave this place filled up with a new set of eyes and a new way of being? It is the Holy Spirit. What allows you to see the Holy Spirit active in others? It's the Holy Spirit. It's all the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God, the divine, present with us today, right here in this place, in your hearts. Yet the Holy Spirit doesn't stay here. It's not like the Holy Spirit is confined to this building. The Holy Spirit is out in the world simultaneously. We don't bring the Holy Spirit to places that we go. The Holy Spirit is already there, calling us to come and be a part of a particular community, perhaps a community that's hurting. Perhaps a community that needs to hear God's word. Perhaps it's a community or friends that have maybe just lost a job, just lost a loved one. The Holy Spirit is there with that person. You come and you enter in to that very holy and sacred space. The Holy Spirit is the one who allows us to live in trust of the promises that God gives. Because the Holy Spirit is a fulfillment of that promise for us today. You know, the book of Acts, that's just the beginning of the story. It continues to be written today. God active in the world. And when you read different stories, you will be able to begin to understand and see with a new set of eyes God active in the world. When I say, and you say, I believe that I cannot believe, we let go of our self-understanding and we let the Holy Spirit give us understanding. And you know something? As human beings who like to think we're in control, that's a really hard thing for us to do. But when we do it, it is the most glorious feeling in the world. Everything moves from intellectually thinking to your heart, which begins to love unconditionally, to know people's stories before they even say it, to have an understanding that goes beyond earthly comprehension. The Holy Spirit was promised to the disciples and poured out upon them that festival day almost 2,000 years ago. The Holy Spirit is present here today, being poured out upon the disciples, you who are gathered here today. The Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit will use you. The Holy Spirit will use you to speak to others and meet them exactly where they need to be met. The Holy Spirit will have you reach out and touch someone that you're saying, I don't know why I'm giving this person a hug, but the Holy Spirit is directing me to do it. And when you do it, the person says, wow, thank you. I needed that. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. God present, working in and through every one of us today and active out in the world. And as we allow the power of the Holy Spirit to work through each and every one of us, my goodness, the kingdom of God becomes more visible and visible and visible right here on earth. Let the power of the Holy Spirit grab you, move you, give you boldness and energy and awareness, understanding and unconditional love like you've never had before. And when the self tries to take over, say to the self, I'm in the Holy Spirit. Amen.